Good morning, everyone. It is great to see you today as we join together in worship. I guess I can go ahead and say it. We're a little early, but Happy New Year to one and all as we celebrate this past year and what God has done in our lives, and we look forward to the days ahead. So all that are worshiping here this morning, we are glad that you are here. For guests that may be with us, we're so thankful that you have come to be a part of things. You are always welcome here at Settle. For those that are worshiping online, on the radio, we welcome you as well. And we are thankful for the opportunity that each of us have to lift up the Lord's name in one voice as we continue to celebrate the Christ child that has come into the world to be our hope and to be our Savior. So welcome here today. As we get started, we're going to take a moment or two here to hear a passage of Scripture. A little bit later in the service, Cindy will be sharing some Scripture with us from the prophet Jeremiah. And I wanted to begin things here this morning with some words from the prophet Isaiah. Again, as we begin this new year together, we're going to read from Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to read verses 16 through 19. And the first couple of verses, Isaiah is talking about how God provided for the Israelites as they were coming out of the land of Egypt. But then the last two verses is what we want to focus on here this morning. So hear these words. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Here we go. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And so as we go into this new year together, I hope you do know that that God is going to do a new thing in our lives, in our church. We don't need to get hung up or dwell upon the past. We need to let the past be the past. Let's focus on the future and what God is going to do in us and through us. Some of us here today may feel like we're in the desert here lately, but God's going to provide a way out as well. And so let's celebrate that fact, and let us prepare our hearts to worship with him with all that we are here today as we pray together. Let's pray. God, we do thank you for this past year. We thank you for the new year that is before us. Lord, we are excited about the new things that you are going to do in our lives, the new things that you are going to do in and through our church. And so here today, Lord, on this New Year's Eve, as we prepare to worship, we pray that your Spirit would be here among us and that you would bless us, that you would encourage us, that you would challenge us for the road ahead. God, we open our lives. More importantly, we open our hearts to you today. Bless us as only you can. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to throw you a curveball here this morning. The hymn that is listed there is not the one that we're going to sing. We will be singing a different one here today. We will be singing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It's number 89. We will sing verses 1, 3, and 4. You're going to have to grab that red book that is in front of you. I know some of you will be happy with that. And turn to page 89, and we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4. Let us stand and worship together. Remain standing, and if you would join me in Apostles' Creed. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascendeth into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we're going to invite our children to come forward here to join Miss Amy at the front for Children's Moment. All the kids are welcome to come down.
Good morning. We are so glad you're here worshiping with us this morning. Did you all have a good Christmas? Yeah. Oh, I know that I did, but I must confess, I'm a little sad that it's over. It came and went way too fast. Now it is time to put all the Christmas decorations away until next year. The tree starts looking old, and the lights don't seem to be as bright as when I first put my tree up. And tomorrow begins a new year, and we must start afresh. How many of you have a nativity scene at your house? Do you have a nativity scene? Me too. Well, I collect nativity sets, and I love to display them at Christmas time. In fact, I have a very special one with me this morning, if you can look right here. That nativity set was made by my brother, and it was carved just for me. It is Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus. I love to look at it and think about the Christmas story and about the birth of Jesus. And soon I will have to put all of my nativities away. But you know what? That doesn't mean that I have to put Jesus away. After Christmas, we tend to focus on the new year. And we may be tempted to put Jesus in storage like we do our decorations. But we shouldn't do that. The Bible teaches us that we should carry Jesus with us in our hearts and show his love to the world through our actions. In fact, we should carry him with us, share his love with everyone, and pray every day. You see, Jesus is good all year long. He is what makes every time of the year important, and we should never put him in storage. Let us pray, and you can follow me out. Heavenly Father, thank you for this church and for this beautiful Christmas season. Remind us to keep you with us throughout the year and not just during the holidays. For it's in your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amy, thank you for that. Good message for us here this morning, and we're so thankful that the kids have been with us as well. We want to spend now some time in prayer, and as we prepare to do so, I want to share a few things with you. As we begin this new year together, I just want to challenge you. I know many of you are already involved in our church-wide Bible study. But the new year provides a great opportunity to jump in. And so even if you haven't been involved the last couple months, we started that around Labor Day weekend, you can do that here at the beginning of the new year. And so we've got some sheets in the back that have those readings each day, a Monday through Friday, and I hope you'll take advantage of that. I've heard from a lot of you, and I know that at the end of our year that we'll spend together, I know we will know the Bible a whole lot better. So I challenge you and encourage you in that. We want to continue to pray for opportunities to grow spiritually in the new year and look for opportunities to draw closer to our Lord. Here are some prayer requests that I lift to you this morning, some folks that we need to remember here in the coming days. We want to continue to pray for Ann Horn. She took a fall recently, continues to deal with that. We pray for Rick Moore. Rick's going to be having some surgery coming up a little bit later this month. I would ask you to pray for my sister-in-law. It's Jennifer's oldest sister. Her name is Tracy Ballard. Tracy's going to be having breast cancer surgery on Thursday of this week. I hope you will pray for her. And then we lift up Talmadge Hawker to you as well. Talmadge is facing some challenging health issues, and we want to lift him and Rosemary up in our prayers as well. So these persons, as well as others that I think each of us bring to our service here today, but we know that God is mindful of these, that God is already at work in these situations, and that he will continue to bless those persons and bless each of us as, again, we find ourselves in this new year that's before us. So let's keep all this in mind, and let us join together as a church family, the family of God. Let us pray. God, we thank you again on this last day of 2023 that we have the opportunity to worship and to give you thanks for all that you did for us in this past year, the many ways that you provided for us. Yes, Lord, it had its challenging moments for many of us, if not all of us. But Lord, you saw us through, and you continued to love us, you continued to forgive us, you continued to give us strength, and we are so thankful. And now we stand here on the edge of a new year. And Lord, at times, the future can be scary. We can be very anxious, stressful about the days to come. But Lord, in the midst of that, we pray, God, that we would feel your courage and that we would know of your strength. And we would realize the fact, God, that you are going to be with us in this new year of 2024. God, you have heard our prayer requests here this morning. You know what's on our minds, what's on our hearts. We have lifted to you some very special individuals here this morning, and we pray that you would continue to be at work in each of their lives. God, we pray for comfort for individuals. We pray for healing. We pray for guidance and wisdom as decisions are made. We pray for those who are just struggling with daily life. We pray, Lord, in the midst of all that we will go through in the days to come, that your love would be very real to us and your love would see us through. God, we thank you for this church of Settle Memorial. We thank you, Lord, for how you continue to work through us. We thank you, Lord, for all the ministry that you have enabled us to do in the past year. But Lord, we look forward to so many more things that you're going to do through us in the coming days. And we just pray, Lord, that we would be mindful of all the needs that are around us in this community, in this world. But most of all, God, we would look for ways to love you and to love our neighbor through the days to come. Continue to be with us, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to be among us. Help us to hear your word. This we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, now we have an opportunity here in our service to give something back of what God has blessed us with. I just want to say once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for how you have supported this church and its ministry over the past year. You have sacrificed, you have given, and because of it, lives have been changed. Ministry has been done. And we are so grateful that you have participated in this church in that way. Let me remind you that as we get towards the end of the year, I know many folks want to make gifts at the end of the year. We want to make sure we get those in. And we can take gifts for 2023 till this Wednesday, and you need to mark those December 31st. You need to bring those in person. We can't do the online from here on because those won't get processed until after the new year begins. So just keep those things in mind. But again, thank you so much for how you have given. It has truly made a difference. And I know that as we give, we are blessed back 100-fold. So with that said, let's invite our ushers to come forward as we take up our morning tithes and his offerings.
join me in prayer. Dear Savior, as we are in the last day, the last Sunday of this year, we just want to thank you for all the blessings, Lord, that you have given us. Lord, we also want to just offer ourselves as offering and as well as our financial offerings, Lord. Help us to expand the kingdom, Lord. Thank you for Settle UMC, Lord, that their heart is to love people and to bring people to you. We love you, Father. We need you, and help us once again to reach others just for you. In Jesus Christ, we all pray. Amen. So, I do not know if anyone, well, maybe us older folks, if you remember Y2K. Does anyone remember Y2K? I mean, this morning I discovered that Y2K, the Y stands for year, and the 2K stands for 2000. And it was during 1999, before we entered the 2000s. So Y2K, year 2000, that's what it stands for, that's what it's known. Well, for me and for others, it's known as the end of the world. I don't know about you or your family, but I remember there was a ton of panic. My dad, he was a chill guy, so he really didn't care. And my mom would say, you know, it's gonna be fine. Yeah, we don't listen to the news. But then I would hear her pray to the Lord, saying to save us, to rescue us, and to if we do, you know, if we do, then let us go to heaven with Him. And so you know how in 2020. People would rush to get toilet paper because you need it, you know. I remember that during that time, people would go and get a lot of canned foods, like a ton of them. And I remember the last day of the year, we would usually have a service. And my dad, you know, told everybody, come here in the right here and let's get all on our knees. And let's pray. But it wasn't like, oh, Lord, rescue us from 2000. But just, you know, to enter the year with prayer. And I do remember me and my cousins, we were sitting on that side. And we were holding hands. Like, we were so scared something was going to happen. And the second that we said amen, because that was when, you know, the year started, we looked at each other. And we were alive. Well, I don't know if you know this, and some of you older folks and smarter folks probably do know this, that the problem during that time, they were fearing, during the computer system, you know how they only had 19, you know, 1970, 1980, so the only thing you would need to add was the two digits at the end, but the first two digits were 19, that's it. And people were afraid because there was no 20. There was no the option of 2000, so that meant that there was going to be a glitch in the computer system, which meant that we are not going to be aware if there's going to be a nuclear bomb hitting us, or we won't be able to defend ourselves. And that's what it meant, the Y2K. I had no idea. So that, for us during that time, was sort of like us, like an exile, if you will. We were going to leave the world to go to the Father. And I was thinking this morning about this story. And I wasn't going to share this story, but I thought that's interesting. And it reminded me of the story of Jeremiah. So if you, I'm just going to give you a little bit of the context. So Jeremiah was the prophet, and God was using him to lead his people to him. And he warned them, you know, he would prophesy about, this is the punishment that you'll get. Return to the Father. Don't ignore all that. Return to the Father. Don't worship other idols. Return to the Father. And obviously, the people would not listen. The people would still go and feed their flesh. And so, in this chapter 29, God says to Jeremiah, tell them, you know, then, and this is a verse that everybody knows, he says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So during that time, in the middle of their disobedience, in the middle in the beginning of their exile, knowing what's going to happen, knowing that they were going to be there because of the disobedience, still God wanted to know them, but everything's going to be okay, my children. Yeah, you put yourselves in there. You put yourselves in that position, but everything's going to be okay. I am in control. And the scripture for today says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. This is the word of God for the people of God. Please join me in prayer. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. We are here for you, Lord. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. So obviously, we are not currently in exile. You know, I don't know what's going on in your lives currently. It might be a good season, or it might be a sad season, or a bad season. But regardless of how we are entering 2024, whether it's a good or a bad, one thing that I think we should all do in 2024, or continue to do, is focus on Jesus. Focus on your Savior, on our Savior. We celebrated his birth last week, but that doesn't mean that it ends. It means that we get to pray to him. It means that because of him, we are able to call on the sweet Holy Spirit to lead us. It's because of him that we are able to have peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't know if you remember gym class, but for me, during fifth grade, what they will tell us to do is they will test if our legs were strong enough. So they would ask us, you know, just pick the right leg and see if you could hold yourself with your left. I don't know if anyone did that. It was kind of flamingos. You know how the flamingos stand? So I remember that one thing that helped me was focus on one spot. So I would find anything like a rock or something that it was other than the ground, something that stood out, and I would focus on that, and I would stand, and I was able to keep standing. In order for us to keep standing, in order for us to have victory in our trials, in order for us to be able to share the joy with others, we have to focus on Christ. We have to know that he is right with us and that he cares. One of the reasons why I love this verse, this is actually my favorite verse of the whole Bible, it's because I am being promised that if I seek him, I will find him. And again, as we enter 2024, find your favorite verse, find a promise in the Bible, and let that be your promise of the year. This morning, I want to share mine. This is the promise. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. When we pray to him, when we cry out to him, when we are joyful and want to share the news, he hears us. He's right there. And for some of you, you know, yeah, I know that. Okay, let me just remind you. Again, remind yourselves. When you are crying out to the Lord, you're not just crying out to the air. You're just not, you know, saying stuff to just nothing. You're saying it to the Lord your Father. One thing and ways that we could focus on Jesus throughout the year is through Scripture. Thanks to Jennifer, we know about the yearly Bible study that we're doing. You know, we're reading the Bible, and like Mark said, we could start tomorrow. Some of us already started, but it's never too late to start. And on a Wednesday Bible study, I was teaching about Advent. I don't know how it happened, but we segue into talking about the word, about how it is, you know, sometimes we don't get it. Like, why is that there? And one of our sisters, I saw the passion that she had. And I love that, because Scripture, it's not just words. It's not just a book. It's the living word. Go to the word when you are lost. Go to the Word, even when you want to share the Lord to others, go to the Word and He will guide you how to do it. When you're making a decision, go to the Word. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Open up your ears, because He might give you the scripture through someone or even through something. Another way is small groups. So small groups, you have specific people that you see. I don't know. I do it every week, every other week. But some do it every week, or they do it once a month. But it's a moment where it's very intimate with you and other brothers and sisters, and you are able to just open up. You're able to be honest. You're able to be raw, and that helps. We are not meant to do this on our own. We're not meant to focus on Jesus on our own. Sometimes we're going to be tired. Sometimes we're going to be doubting. Just remember this, in 2024, when you're doubting, when you're tired, for whatever it is, even if it's, according to you, a small problem or a big problem, know that your brothers and sisters are there for you. A couple months ago, I went to one of the teens. He was doing track. And I was looking for him, and as I was looking for him, you know, I was in front of the finish line. So I remember seeing this fellow. He was in the blue team, and he was running. And there was another of his fellows, another guy with the blue shirt, and he was, like, here, and the guy was, like, where the tree is at. And the first guy was running. He was so close to the finish line, but he kind of slowed down. He turned around, and he started to cheer to the guy behind them. And I thought, I mean, not to, you know, be selfish, but I would finish first, and then I would cheer. But he was running. He was running. He was saying, come on, you could do it. You could do it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to have to mention that in any of the sermons, but I thought this is perfect because your brother and sister is also running the race. Your brother and sister is also focusing on Christ. You are focusing on Christ. But don't forget, others are doing that too. Be there for them. Lean on one another. We have Pastor Mark. You could always go to him and talk if you need advice, if you just need prayer. There's also another means by listening to sermons, listening to Christian podcasts, seeking him. Again, know that when you call on him, know that when you're focusing on him, you're not just doing it in vain. One of the reasons that I noticed that a couple of people do not want to call themselves Christians or do not want to be Christ followers because they just see rules. They just see, you shall not do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, and they just stay away. But it's more than that. It's a relationship that we have with the Father. It's a personal relationship. It might look different. Again, that Wednesday night, somebody shared that, you know, his relationship with Christ, it's different from others. And I agree. It's not going to be the same. We're different. But what's going to be the same, something that we do have in common, is that promise is for you, it's for me. It's for the young ones, it's for the teen ones, for the teens, for the children, it's for everyone. And yes, I mean, it's easy to just, okay, so you will seek me and find me, all right. It might sound elementary, but it has depth. It is so strong, and I want to read it again. I want to read the whole thing again. It says, and listen to it word by word. This is for you. This is your promise for 2024. One of your promises. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me. And I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. That part, and I will listen to you. And I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just trying to encourage us, prepare us for 2024 when we do feel ignored. Feel that we're being heard, that we're being seen. God listens to you. God cares for you. In one sermon I heard, just by seeing you, God smiles. By you being here, sitting down, listening to this person, God's smiling at you. God loves you. And I know that we hear it over and over, Jesus loves you, and it becomes, you know, sometimes we forget the meaning, but brothers and sisters, this morning, we say it every week, or when I preach, I try to say it, and it might say, you're going to say it again, Cindy. Yes, I'm going to say it again. God loves you so much. And just like this verse 11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Do not be afraid. Be courageous. He's right there with you. Again, I don't know what's going on in your personal life. It's probably the best months of your life. But we do live in an imperfect world, and you will be facing temptation, hardships. But take heart that all is well. God is with you. God sees you. Oh, he hears us. He cares for us. And he loves us. So brothers and sisters, again, just a reminder, seek him. And it's not going to be in vain. Some of us might have an experience. I said a prayer when I was little and nothing happened. I was shouting to God, I needed help, and nothing happened. Why? I don't know. The only thing I know and the promise is that he is right there with you. Do not be afraid of what's yet to come. He cares for you. So brothers and sisters, as simple as this is, seek him. Actually, let me read it again. There's the thing that we do in seminary, which is lecture divina, divine lecture, and what the professor says, told us to do the first time I did it, is just close your eyes, and before we pray, before I read this, pray to the Holy Spirit and say, and ask him, what is it about this scripture that you want me to get? What word? What sentence? So this morning, what is it that the Lord is trying to tell you through this scripture? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Can you please join me in prayer? Father, we come to you, and just a simple sermon, just as simple as we will seek you, and you will be there. Father, as we end this year, just let us just forget all the things. Let us not enter 2024 with shame or with baggage, Lord. Let us continue to grow closer to you. And Holy Spirit, I pray for my brothers and sisters this morning. For those who are struggling with their faith, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you embrace them and that you tell them, that you make them know, Lord, that you're not mad at them. And show them, Father, how real you are and how loving you are. Thank you for all that you have done, Father. Thank you for all that you're doing, Father. And thank you for all you will do, Father. In Jesus Christ, we all pray. Amen. All right, so we are going to, again, the hymn that's on the bulletin, it's wrong. So if you could please stand, and the hymnal that we will be singing is verse 140. And again, we're going to do it old school, so bring out the red books. All verses.
Thank you.
was a short sermon on purpose. So enjoy your family, and yes, he is faithful. And I'm going to say this again. God sees you. God hears you. God cares for you. And God loves you. Go in the name of the Father. Go in the name of the Son. And go in the name of the sweet, sweet Holy Spirit. Please go in peace.